We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Mayor Pete Buttigieg, probably the whitest guy ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, in recent history to run for the White House besides, you know, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But even Joe Biden was friends with Corn Pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Buttigieg needs some black friends, too. And so he figured he'd find some in South Carolina. Have you heard how this went?
I imagine it may not have gone too well.
No, because Buttigieg, particularly in South Carolina, has had trouble attracting actual black people to come stand beside him.
Yeah.
And he's had these very white rallies and speeches and stuff like this. So here's what they did. The campaign claimed 400 African-Americans in South Carolina had signed their names to his Douglas Plan for Equality.
Okay.
The Douglas Plan, named for the Republican former slave and abolitionist.
Right.
Since there weren't really any Democrat abolitionists fighting to free the slaves. Yeah. The Democrats were the ones in those white hoods.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't see their faces, but that was them. Yeah, the Republicans were the ones fighting for the freedom of the slaves, and the Democrats would like you to forget that. Anyway, Douglas Plan, a Republican plan by a Republican former slave, Pete Buttigieg has adopted that, and he's gonna grant black people equality or something. Anyway, so here's how they did this: they picked out black leaders in South Carolina and sent them a form, and in order to keep your name off the Pete Buttigieg Douglas Plan endorsement list, you had to check a box and send it back.
In order to keep it off.
Yes. Yeah. So if you didn't get the mailing or you didn't send it back, your name would be included in the list.
That's pretty shady.
Yeah. Well, that's Pete Buttigieg, Saint Buttigieg to some. So anyway, so they did that. So they produced this list of, wow, we got 400 of them. They support us. Well, the ones who didn't know they supported them are pretty mad right now, some of whom have endorsed other candidates. But then there was this other problem. The Intercept went down the list and discovered that at least 42% of the list of, you know, black people from South Carolina who support Buttigieg, they're white.
Oh.
They're not really black.
Maybe they identify as being black.
Pete Buttigieg, for his case, he better hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Because he said they were black. 42% aren't even black.
Could be a lot of Dolezals down here.
Maybe, and who knew, right? Anyway, people were outraged asking their name be taken off.
I've never run into a Dolezal down here.
I know. I don't know. Meanwhile, the other... Can you imagine if a Republican had done this? He sends with the list out, right?
Yeah.
And not only are 42% of the people on it white, the campaign used a stock photo, not from America or even South Carolina, but from Kenya. To promote its Frederick Douglass plan for black America.
Oh, boy.
It's black people from Kenya.
Okay.
Can you imagine if a Republican had done that?
You know.
I mean, remember how the media reacted to binders full of women from Romney?
Oh, yeah. Which was never mind.
Nothing. It was nothing.
It was nothing. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, people. Not that I'm all that enamored with Mitt Romney. I wasn't then, and I'm certainly not now, but anyway.
Yeah. So there you go. By the way, did you see President Trump's tweet defending Joe Biden?
No, defending Creepy Joe?
He defended Creepy Joe because, you know, the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, slammed Creepy Sleepy Joe. And Trump wasn't having that.
Well, good.
No, he let him know in no uncertain terms that you cannot call Joe Biden a rabid dog. That's right. The North Korean leader called Joe Biden a rabid dog who should be beaten to death with a stick.
Come on, man.
Trump wasn't taking that sitting down. He's not having Joe beaten to death with a stick like a rabid dog. Here's what he tweeted. Are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready.
Mr. Chairman, he's talking to the North Korean leader. Right. Mr. Chairman, Joe Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he is not a rabid dog. He is actually somewhat better than that. but I am the only one who can get you to where you have to be. You should act quickly and get the deal done. See you soon.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, in the past, Trump has been criticized for not, you know, standing up for American leadership.
Yeah.
So he's like, nah, he's just very slow and sleepy, but he's no rabid dog.
Exactly.
So I'm glad he set that straight.
That's an affront to rabid dogs.
It is. It is an affront to rabid dogs. Okay. Meanwhile, things going smashingly for the Democrats.
Okay.
Trump has risen 4 points in approval ratings since the beginning of the impeachment. So I'm thinking, you know, by the end of the week, he ought to be at a high of 56 or so.
Maybe if they keep it up, we'll just vote him in by acclamation on the before the 2020 election.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the greatest stock market rally in U.S. history continues.
Yeah. All-time highs.
Yeah. They're thinking it'll go even higher today. We'll see. By the end of the day, we'll see what happens. 115th all-time high of the stock market under Trump.
Wow.
Yeah. So the media is just pretending this isn't going on with the economy. It's just what they're doing. As we know, the Dow broke 28,000 for the first time. Yeah. So that was exciting. So these folks are obviously not fazed at all by the impeachment hearings. And just to put this in perspective, okay, on November 8th, 2016, the Dow stood at 18,332. Today, again, it is at 28,000. That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, it's 9,673 points higher than the day of the 2016 election.
So you're utilizing that Common Core math again.
Well, that's how I feel that it is. So if I can show my work, it's fine. All right. So anyway, never has the Dow risen so much in so short a period of time. It's historic, which you would have no idea this was going on if you watched CNN or MSNBC or CBS or ABC or any of those.
Because they tell us the economy is horrible.
Well, yeah, all you have to do is just ignore all of the stats and just you go to Joe's old middle class neighborhood and where he doesn't live anymore because he lives with rich people now. And you just ask those people and they'll tell
you it's bad.
It's
amazing. During the Obama years, Wall Street saw some record highs and saw some great runs, and Wall Street made money, but the American worker didn't. The American worker was losing jobs. Now, toward the end of the Obama administration, yes, things were beginning to look up, but then took off after Trump obviously was elected. But now, with a Republican in office, Wall Street's making money. Main Street's making money. People have got jobs. The economy's expanding. Isn't it funny how that happens when you get a Republican in office?
Yeah, and so the way that you deal with that is that you just don't talk about it.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So, like, here's an example of how that works. And Joe Biden is asked, you know, about, you know, isn't the economy, like, actually good right now? Take a listen.
The economy, new jobs numbers out today look pretty good. The unemployment rate is staying very low, 3.6%. It's as low as it's been in 50 years. President Trump has a strong hand.
Yeah, going into the absolutely wrong about that. Look, go back to your own neighborhood. Find me middle-class folks who think they're better off. Find me anybody out there who thinks their children are going to be as well off as they are. Do you think they are, in fact, actually able to benefit from what's happening here?
So this is truth over facts.
Yes.
So then she asked him, but Joe, I mean, have you seen the numbers?
The economy, new jobs numbers out today look pretty good. The unemployment rate is staying very low, 3.6%.
Okay, and I got the wrong clip there. But anyway, he goes on to say he doesn't read the numbers.
So, oh gosh, I can't even.
No, you can't.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this year flying or what? Can you believe we are like a little less than a month away from Christmas? Or a little more, I'm sorry, a little more than a month away from Christmas. Didn't mean to alarm you. Have you started shopping yet? Maybe this is the year you do it differently. Instead of getting, oh gosh, whatever, I gotta find something, anything. Listen to this. The majority of people say they'd rather get a heartfelt gift than an expensive one, according to a new survey. And the best heartfelt gifts are, oh my gosh, this is actually my favorite one that I ever got. Framed photos, handwritten notes, photo books. I can tell you off the top of my head, best gift I ever got that anyone ever gave me. It was one of the busiest years of my life, and my mom was watching my daughter. And I was working my butt off, and just my husband was too. And so my mom would, you know, watch her while we were at work. She took her first steps at my mom's house, and that ripped my heart out. I didn't see them. Talk about leveling you, right? Well, that Christmas, my brother had just... he was in school then, and so he had, you know, a little more downtime where he wasn't, you know, at a 9-to-5 job every day. And my brother loves to just carry his, he's got like a professional camera, and he just loved to carry it around. He caught our first steps. And a lot of other just adorable little moments just around my mom's house. Didn't tell me. They were the most beautiful pictures. He framed them and gave them to me for Christmas. Like, it was a montage. Like, you know one of those frames, it's got like multiple windows in it. Oh my, I'm tearing up thinking about it. He leveled me that Christmas with that picture, and he saved it that whole time. He didn't tell me he had pictures of her first steps, and just the look of joy on her face, and just the pictures he picked. They were so awesome. He even got it so it was like he did a slow enough shutter speed somehow at the moment to catch her, so you can even see the blurring around the edges of her steps. I will treasure that for the rest of my life. Best gift ever. And it wasn't a beautiful, expensive frame. It didn't matter. It was what was in it. And that he had taken all the time to put that montage together, knowing full well how much it bothered me that I wasn't there for a lot of that. You know, when you work, you have to put your kids in daycare, you know, have other arrangements. I get it. You shouldn't feel bad about that. But I did. And wow, best gift. I'm still talking about it years later. It was so thoughtful. It was so thoughtful. So, you know, maybe think about that. Framed photos, handwritten notes, photo books. I would love getting things like that. So here's the five best heartfelt. Yeah, 62% of people say they prefer gifts that are personal and have meaning over more generic gifts, you know, that cost more than $100. So it's not about the money. So what are the preferences? Number five, custom pillows or blankets. I don't know about that. Number four, custom mugs or cups. Number three, photo books. Number two, handwritten notes. Number one, framed photos. That was my best gift of all time. Pretty cool, huh? All right. Meanwhile, you see this? Doomberg? Yeah, he's getting in it. He's going to save the country from stop and frisk, and he apologizes for enforcing the law, which is what you have to do now, apparently. If in the Democrat primary, if you were ever actually for enforcing the law and... you know, decreasing crime, keeping people safe, You have to apologize for that, because the rights of illegal immigrants, the rights of criminals now supersede human life in terms of value to the Democrat Party. So, I mean, if you had ever valued, say, life over the rights of Democrat Party grievance groups or groups that vote Democrat at a high level, you have to apologize for valuing human life more.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot of people reacting to best Christmas gifts. Would you rather have one over $100 from somebody or a heartfelt gift? Like a framed photo that's particularly special, a letter from them. 62% of people say, forget the $100 plus gift. I'd rather have something personal, which is awesome. Getting some text on that. Texter writes, a great personal, oh, I love this. A great personalized gift that I gave my wife after her mother passed away was that I took old voice recordings of her and put them in a voice box, then put the voice box inside of a stuffed animal. So anytime she wants to hear her mother, all she has to do is give the stuffed animal a hug. What a wonderful husband. That's awesome. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm sitting next to two framed pictures given to me at Christmas in the mid-80s. They are of my German Shepherd who passed away the year before. It brought tears to my eyes then, and seeing them now brings back wonderful memories. Those pictures will be cherished for the rest of my days. So says Al. Wow. You know what another one good one is, too? Just writing letters. You might even be hesitant to do that because people think you cheaped it out. But honestly, I would love to get that. And you know what's funny about that? My husband is going through this right now. His dad just died. And he had some things he wished he'd told him. And he had, you know, he'd been, you know, kind of declining a little bit, but not really serious. So you always think you have more time. You always do. And then it'll fool you. Time will fool you. And he's been dealing with just, you know, the regret of not just some things that he wished he had said, or he did say them, but made them really clear. Nothing makes stuff clear like letter. You know, maybe even think about writing everybody that you love a letter for Christmas. All right. You ready for this? Folks, the Democrats are just lunatic fringe. I tell you what, this is Wall Street Journal, okay? Headline, Wall Street Journal. Warren, this is Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas to you. Elizabeth Warren tax plan would bring rates over 100% for some. So if you're on Common Core math, 100% is all of it. All of the money. Wow. Wow. Okay. So if I make a profit, you're going to tax me at more than 100%? Uh-huh. So I'm not going to invest in the stock market anymore then. Yeah, it'd be best if you didn't. It'll collapse, folks. We're talking about a recipe for collapse. And they're not even going to get the money because no one's going to invest. Let me give you an example. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Consider a billionaire with a $1,000 investment. So it makes a $1,000 investment. This, by the way, would apply to billionaires, at least at this point. $1,000 investment. He earns 6% rate of return. Or $60, right? Makes a $1,000 investment, earns $60. Received as a capital gain, dividend, or interest. Okay. If all of Ms. Warren's taxes are implemented, the Wall Street Journal writes, he would owe 58.2% of that, or $35 in federal tax. So he's made 60, he'd owe 35. Plus, his entire investment would incur a 6% wealth tax, i.e. at least $60. The result? Taxes as high as $95 on income of $60 for a combined tax rate of a mere 158%. The rate would vary according to the investor's circumstances, Wall Street Journal writes. Any state taxes, the profitability of his investments, and as yet unspecified policy details. But tax rates over 100% on investment income would be typical, especially for billionaires. Oh, that makes total sense. What? You invested? How dare you? You tried to grow your money? We can't have that. How much did you make? $60? All right, you'll pay us $95. I mean, folks, that's not even taxation anymore at that point. That's a fine for daring to grow your money. A punitive fine. You take 100% of the profit plus 58% more just to punish you for even daring to try to profit. It's not even taxation anymore. They're fining people for investment. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about here. Folks, this is nuts. This is plum cuckoo. Texter writes, we do have more time, Tara, but by the time we get to it, those things you wanted to say won't matter anymore. Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I don't expect you to read this on the air, but we have an upstart business creating unique things. Please like our page, Facebook, facebook.com in the 44 woodworking. Now, the texter writes, the Beatles wrote a song about Warren's tax plan. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm trying to get Pocahontas Warren the Democrat nomination. Yeah, me too. Me too. All right, I got to do this in every hour. If you've heard it, if you're one of those who listens to the entire show, forgive me. But I got to help the people here. I'm going to recap everything that you need to know from the hearing on Friday, the interview with Yovanovitch. And I'm going to do it in less than 30 seconds. There literally is nothing else you need to know from Friday. And I'm not going to waste my time on it beyond that. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go.
Do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for answering that directly. The American people know this is nonsense. The American people know this is unfair.
Okay, so we're done here. Is there anything else to talk about?
Oh, we hurt her feelings. She might have felt a little intimidated by his tweet.
So? I'm sorry, when was she fired again? 60 days before the phone call? So she didn't even have second or third hand information? No. She has no knowledge of a bribe? No. She has no knowledge of law breaking? No. Well, we're done here, folks. We're done here. We could have done that in 30 seconds. This is a waste of time. And it went very much like Wednesday's hearing.
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so if you want to understand what happened with Yovanovitch, basically all you need to know is that she was fired 60 days before the phone call. She's got nothing. This is like if you work for a mid-sized or large company. This is literally what the Democrats did. If you work for, or you did in the past, right? It's like going and finding the last person fired. Putting them on national TV and going, hey, what do you think about the CEO of your company that you got fired from? What do you think about him? Oh, you don't like him. You think he should be fired? I see. Do you have any evidence this individual committed crimes? No, you wouldn't. You don't have second or even third hand information. Okay, so no crimes, but you think he should be fired? Yeah, because you were fired. Yeah, because you're disgruntled? Uh-huh. That's the only thing you need to know about what happened Friday in the impeachment hearings. There's nothing else there. Do you see Michael Bloomberg apologized for stop and frisk? Do you know how many lives stop and frisk saved? But again, human life, a secondary priority for Democrats now, after illegal immigrant rights and criminal rights. This is a article from 2012, before all this. Got started back in the New York Post about stop and frisk. By the way, this practice has been going on since 1911. Bloomberg did not invent it. He just implemented it widely. Supreme Court upheld it in 1968. By 1990 in New York City, there were a record 2,000 murders a year, up from 500 in the mid-60s. They knew they had to do something. New York was becoming as unlivable as places like Chicago. So the NYPD commenced a huge rollback of crime using intensive patrolling and enforcement in high violence areas. So they did this systematically according to the amount of violence and murders in the areas. How did it work out? It was so successful that the overall crime rate went down 75% over 20 years. See, now you have to apologize for that, because crime is what you deserve. I don't know why, but it's what the Democrats believe. Murders went from 2,000 a year in the 90s back to the 500 a year level. So this is, if you do this, you have to apologize. By the way, most of those people were black. Majority of murder victims were black. So, you know, black dead people's okay with the Democrat Party. It's thumbs up. Yeah, so this is, so Bloomberg had to apologize. And see, this is, you see Kamala Harris? She's now at 3%. Do you know why Kamala Harris is at 3%? This is what's so remarkable with the Democrat Party right now. I mean, she went after Joe for being a racist and everybody loved it. Remember that in that one debate? Do you know what sunk her? He came back at her, as did Tulsi Gabbard, and pointed out she was a prosecutor. I mean, like, she had put people away for crimes, including drug crimes. Well, Democrats didn't widely, that was not widely known, that she was the Attorney General of California. And when they found out she was enforcing the laws on the books, she's never recovered from it. What does that tell you, folks, about their values? They intend us to live in anarchy in order to make it fair for criminals. And that's because criminals, as a group, those who've been arrested for their crimes anyway, tend to vote overwhelmingly Democrat. Thus, the law cannot be applied to them. Which is what's going on in San Francisco right now. Did you see this? San Francisco's poop problem, which is really just a dual justice problem. Laws in the book say can't poop on a sidewalk. Can't do that. You get arrested for that. But they don't arrest you because it's the homeless doing it, and they're a Democrat Party grievance group, so the law doesn't apply to them. 25,000 reported cases of human waste in San Fran in 10 months. Not even a year. It's not even a year. Why? They don't enforce that crime. And it's going to get worse, because the new district attorney, Chesia Boudin, who they just elected, who was a spokesperson for Hugo Chavez. He went to live in the paradise of Venezuela and found he couldn't hack it because socialism sucks. So he came back here to destroy this country. He has pledged not to prosecute quality of life crimes, including public defecation, which is still illegal. Quote, we will not prosecute cases involving quality of life. Oh, by the way, at his rallies, they chant F the police. He's a great guy. You're going to love him if you like anarchy. If you want to go back to the Middle Ages, man, this is your guy. Regressives, that's what these people are. Yeah, so he's not going to prosecute public camping. You can sit right up on the street, public urination, public defecation, blocking a sidewalk, soliciting sex. He says we have a long way to go to decriminalize poverty and homelessness. I wonder if you're middle class, can you poop on the sidewalk? He doesn't say. If you vote Republican, can you? Never mind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.